time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I am submitting myself as the dumbass.
No.
Employee sells used car to his boss. This car I serviced like a baby.
You did. You treated it really well.
Oil change, brake, gas, tires.
It smelled like a new vehicle when you got in it.
It's a brand that is known to last forever.
Yes.
I was going to sell it to one friend. I mentioned it to my boss, and she said, I'll buy it.
Right.
And as I was saying yes, in the back of my mind, I was like, this could be bad.
This could be hardly wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hear that the car broke down. You just want the
happiness.
You want happiness.
Happiness.
You want it to be a great experience.
Thank you so much for selling this car.
I want to 10 years from now see her and be like, still going.
Right. Oh, my God. This thing won't
die.
What
a deal.
Uh-huh.
That car doesn't owe me a penny. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
That car doesn't owe me a penny.
I love this vehicle. Love it.
So, I don't know. Has it been 4 weeks, six?
It hasn't even been two.
AJ.
Yeah.
It hasn't even been like 2 full months.
No.
And I hear yesterday that the car died.
Yeah.
The transmission went.
Gleefully.
And
yes.
Now, does it cost more to fix it than it's worth? That's what I think they're figuring out now.
Yeah, they're weighing it out.
Wait, she's on the phone now.
Uh-oh.
By the way, she's
Uh-oh.
Not just my boss.
Uh-oh.
She's the regional vice president.
I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm not here.
But by the way, this car died a long time ago. I just haven't told you yet.
What? What?
Oh, my God.
Like how long ago?
Yes, I can't help but wonder, like, how did you not know?
How would I know that the something inside the transmission's going to go?
Sometimes they just go.
When did it happen?
Yeah.
Well, I told you I was buying a car so I could drive to Long Island,
right?
And, like,
yeah,
pile miles on a car, you know, like,
yeah,
not my regular car.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm starting to drive to Long Island, and it doesn't, like, and I'm not a car person. I don't know how to explain it. It doesn't, like...
Was it shifting?
Right. Yeah, like, it was, but not great.
Right.
But, like, definitely
issues.
Doesn't feel normal.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I'm driving, you know, to Long Island, not an easy drive.
No.
And, like, you know, and it's just, like, there's, like, a banging sound. Like, at that point, I knew something was wrong.
Did you die on the road?
Did it die on the road?
Did you make it to your place? Yeah.
It's a funnier story if I tell you it died like on the Throgneck Bridge or something, but it didn't.
Oh, thank God.
listen.
Where'd it go?
You know.
Where'd it die?
It is what it is.
You brought it into a garage. Where is it now?
It's at a dealership.
Okay.
Right now.
Right. I thought it was going to be in a little tiny cube.
Very nice people trying to figure out a good, you know, what do you do now?
It's at our lawyers. It's at our lawyers.
You'll hear from my attorney.
You know, Judge Rachel.
I can't wait until we all look back and laugh at this.
Right. It could be years from now. It could be
this
years.
And by the way, the people in the building, there are some people who really are enjoying this too much.
Yes. Their laughter in the hallway is amazing.
Oh, I feel horrible.
I told a lot of people. I mean,
or somebody else before you.
Oh, what do you think Keith has just...
The town crier.
Yeah. Oh, he loves it.
I saw it in a post on Facebook.
Oh, my God. Like, I feel so bad.
It's a bad transmission weekend,
well, people. You know, yesterday, my phone's ringing from you. You're texting me, and I'm like... When is Chaz so available? What's going on? So you must have thought, all of a sudden you're my best friend.
I'm always your best friend, but I felt horrible yesterday.
Mortified.
And so I call her.
Yeah.
So Keith tells me right before we record his top five.
Yeah.
And now you'll hear the top five 2 hours from now. I am not laughing.
No.
I'm just like stunned.
You were
like,
sheet white.
You dropped this bomb on me and like, okay, let's record comedy.
All right.
And
you said, Mike,
oh, my God, right. I can't believe it. I can't wait to get out of here and on the phone with her. And then I go into her. You know how they have that electronic thing where it says, say your name?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so she's available because it says, say your name. And then it comes back, sorry, she's busy. I'm like, oh, I'm dead.
I don't even know what that thing is.
Did you save the, did you save my voicemail? Because I think that's hysterical. I didn't know what to say. There's like stunned silence. I'm like, oh my God, we got to do something. I didn't know.
Play it.
Oh, please send it to me.
I will.
I'm really laughing. Sorry. I feel horrible.
Are you gonna give me a ride to the show tonight?
Yeah,
I don't have a vehicle.
I am your taxi cab.
Right, he's your Uber.
I am Uber your Chaz. Taxi cab.
Uber Chaz. Yeah. Or Lyft, which I would prefer.
I have to say, wouldn't it be even worse? Because I was thinking, how could this be worse? It would be worse if it was right before I signed the 5-year deal. That would be, for me, that would be like, oh, okay, right, I lose time. Now it's a 1-year deal.
It says right here, if you sell me a bad car.
You know, a mechanic did look at it before. Like, you had your guy look at it.
I know, but, you know, maybe. I'm skeptical of that. Yeah. I'm more annoyed with that than you.
Right. Yeah. Like, why couldn't they have found this? Like, wouldn't...
Yeah, this should be some indication, yeah. Like, I would think.
Oh, you know, I
don't know. It's a good question for the tribe. I'd like to know. Everyone says, oh, you can never know. That's what you said. How would I know?
Right.
Automatic transmission should just go, though. They just, out of nowhere.
No, I've had it happen a million times. She had signs that it was going. There was, like, a shifting issue or something.
But right before it died.
There right were no, away.
I had...
Yes. Day one of driving.
There was no... issues. Like, I looked back at the text yesterday, and I told you everything. Like, I've taken care of it, the dealership, and then, you know, I went to the other place, and then I had the brakes and the tires done. And I said, I think the sensors might not work, and the airbag I would check, because I drove into that pole,
right.
And the airbag didn't go off.
Yeah.
And I even bought a patch kit to repair a rip in the seat because I didn't want her to have a car with a rip seat.
Hell.
Do you think if I even thought there could possibly be a mechanical issue, I'm going to sell this to the regional vice president of the company? No!
No, that big
funnier to think that you knew, though.
And you know what?
To think you knew.
That big stain in the parlor can't come from anywhere.
I'm going with you now.
I told Jennifer yesterday, she said, well, there was that shifting problem. I'm like, hon, that is not even funny. That is not funny.
So that big...
It was never a shifting problem.
That big tranny fluid thing leak? No.
What? Anyway.
Yeah, sometimes you just go.
I am today's dumbass.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of things, like errands I have to do this weekend. Lots of things to do, so hopefully you're available.
I'm available all weekend.
Yep. He's your Instacart and your Uber.
Yeah. Anything you need, it is done, and I apologize.
Right.
And,
I'm driving a rental Prius.
Oh, that's even worse.
No. We want to park in a different parking lot. Yeah.
Oh.
Prius.
Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully when I get to work, there's coffee waiting for me at my desk.
Oh, yeah. Right. Go in there right now.
Right, bagels. Right now. Yep, you name it. Yep.
What would you like for breakfast?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm very sorry. And you've been great about this, by the way. Thank you.
For now.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe we have a good transmission specialist listening. That's going
to
help.
That's right.
Exactly.
Like, how hard is it to change a transmission?
It's not hard. It's just very expensive.
Right.
It's fairly routine otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah. There must be a transmission shop. I'm like, hey, we'll do it.
Exactly. Right.
We could do it.
Right.
We can help do it. You guys, it's no problem.
I help you guys
We happen
out.
To have... One right over here.
Exactly.
We're just using it to hold down papers.
Exactly right. Yeah, but you guys could use it more than we can.
Yeah,
yes.
Tell me, please.
Looks even better. Chaz hasn't touched this one.
Right. We use ours to break walnuts.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
It's warm in here.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you. Bye. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Good morning.
Hello.
How's your mother?
Oh, good.
Yeah?
She's home recovering.
Awesome.
Thank God.
Yay!
good news. Yeah, she's a little ornery, but
she's good.
which means she's good. She's good. Before I forget, I got to shout out Robin at Orthopedic Associates in Southington, big listener of the show.
Robin.
And, big fan. So I want to say thank you to Robin and Orthopedic Associates in Southington.
Robin. What were you doing over there?
Rock.
Or you ran into her
story
somewhere?
With Dr. Megan Wolf. She's a foot surgeon.
Oh.
And I have bad feet. So I was like, let's go talk to Dr. Megan Wolf.
Oh, the club feet. Oh, yeah.
The club feet.
Now you're going clubbing, you know? Yeah.
She's like, stay out of the clubs. And I'm like, all right. Okay,
go to pubs. Yeah. You have pub feet.
Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Right.
Oh, gosh. My feet are terrible. Terrible.
Mm. Terrible.
Whatever. How are you?
Is
that sinkhole on Long Island?
What's that?
The hell?
What?
Is that sinkhole on Long Island?
Yes.
Yeah.
10 feet by 8 feet, and a car drove into it.
There.
It swallowed a car.
It did.
It's and then they got, they fell into the sinkhole, and when they got to the bottom, they were at 10,000 BC.
Wow. Yeah, they passed by, yeah, right? Yeah. The Land of the Lost, exactly right, yeah.
Did you see that show,
La Brea? Yeah.
It's on Netflix. I don't know what the show is, but they fall through a sinkhole in Los Angeles, and they end up 10,000 BC below.
No, I didn't see that.
No, it's man, Jack's watching it. It's a crazy show.
Well,
well anyway.
I sold my car. I told you I got a new car.
When did
it new to you, yes.
It's new to me. It's a few years old, but I decided I've had my daily driver for 13 years.
Yeah.
Time to get myself something else.
Yeah, a little something.
So I think we both re-signed five-year deals right around the same time. So I was like,
yes.
I'm going to get myself another car.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And so I end up selling my car of 13 years, which I babied, to...
Oh, I know. It's very difficult.
My regional vice president, Kristen. You know her. You know her very well.
Of course.
Yeah.
What happened? Something go wrong with the car?
Yep.
Funny you mentioned that.
No.
The car died.
Yes.
No, it did not.
There goes
That's
now.
It right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
The game over.
What do you freaking believe this?
The quarter ran out.
Do you believe it? The car died.
Yeah.
The transmission's dead, kaput.
Yep. It's not on PO. Yes.
What do you do now?
What do I do?
What do you do?
What do I do?
What do you do?
Here's the only thing that makes me feel not 100% bad.
Right.
Is that it was seen by a mechanic between me and her.
Right.
They looked up the service record. They had the car. They had the garage with techs.
Right. Techs. Because
they could have opened everything up. They could
have. Nightmare.
Yes.
And now I know. I just, are there any service managers listening or like mechanics that know, like, can you detect this coming on a transmission? How would you find?
I don't know.
Yeah. Can you open it up? Can you look at the filter? Can you see?
The fluid should tell you also.
The color of the fluid.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you filter? Call AAMCO?
Yeah. Not
Bamp,
yet.
Bamp.
No. You have to go back to 1984 for that one.
Oh yeah.
God. Holy Hannah. Poor Kristen. I feel bad.
I know.
Poor Chaz, I feel bad.
Well.
Yeah.
Yep. They have to be able to figure this stuff out, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to check the car.
Come on, we got mechanics listening. Someone tell me.
Come on!
Could a mechanic have looked at this car?
What are they supposed to do? Take the temperature of the transmission fluid?
How it's feeling.
No, I wonder if, like, can you check the color of the fluid? Can you drop the pan?
Drop the pan, look at the
filter.
Can
you see if there are metal shards in there? Right. Can you drive it and see if...
That's so terrible. I feel bad.
I feel bad.
This is not helping.
No, I do.
Yeah.
Did you get a good price for it?
I got a fair price, like probably $3,000 less than if I sold it privately.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
all
I felt
right.
like,
well, then,
okay.
You know, and that's the money she takes to go get the transmission.
I think it's going to be way more than that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The price for a transmission for Lexus.
It's what is it? An Acura? What is
no,
it?
It's a Lexus RX 350.
A Lexus. Okay. Yeah. It's a nice car. Too bad it doesn't work.
I knew you would be comforting in this time of
exactly.
sorrow.
Yeah, have you talked to Kristen? Have you talked to
we
Kristen
just had
on
her
show?
On. We had her on the air.
Oh,
I found out.
She said, what was her attitude like?
She's been great about this.
No, she's been very, very cool. Very cool.
What? We got a mechanic on the phone.
All right.
Dante.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
You said your transmission blew while you were driving?
No. I sold the car to a friend.
Right.
And shortly after, maybe a month, the car died.
Yeah.
Before I sold it, she had a mechanic look at it. Could the mechanic have detected that there were problems?
Foreseen this.
Yeah.
They should have checked your transmission fluid out. That's like...
Right. If they looked at the fluid, you could see that there's problems coming?
The discoloration, things like that?
I mean, depending on the car, it's either supposed to be like a bright red or like a clear yellow. So if it's not either of those two things, then you know there's something going on there.
Yeah, if it looks like mud, for example, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I'm trying to shift the blame to someone else.
Right. That's we kind of need you help.
That's all I'm trying to do here.
Just trying to shove in that direction. Get him! Kill him!
Yeah, I mean, definitely there should be some signs before a transmission blows. It'll start slipping gears or the fluid will be nasty.
I never had any shifting problems.
It started with her. As she was driving, it started slipping the gears, and then it went kaput.
Like, it was like a switch flip. Is it possible that they did something? Like if they...
Sabotage?
No, they wouldn't.
I remember being in the car 6 months ago and hearing a noise, and I said, what's that? And you said, don't worry about it.
I sold my boss a car, my used car, and it was perfect condition. She had a mechanic look at it, and he said it was fine. And then, like, a month later, it died.
Yep, not so fine. Just like that.
That was it. Yep. That's the sound of it dying right there.
That was
there.
Your mouth, right? Maybe I want to change your phone.
Frankie?
Yeah.
You're an automotive technician?
So I do not practice automotive anymore. I'm not in the automotive. I'm not a mechanic anymore. However, when I was younger, I went to school. I went to tech school, and I graduated at the top of my class as an automotive technician here in Connecticut.
Right. Okay. What are the credentials.
I'm going to put your mind at ease. What people don't understand is that some automatic transmissions have up to 1,200 parts in them. And it is a miracle that they last as long as that they do, because some of the parts in that transmission are spinning at the same RPM as the engine. And so they're really moving at a really, really high speed.
Yeah.
And the amount of work and the amount of torque and that travels through that transmission over the life of the transmission over and over again, it's just a miracle that they last as long as they do. And when a part goes bad in a transmission, the damage that could happen is incredible.
Like a chain of events.
Internal explosion.
Yeah, chain of events, yeah.
Exactly.
Like chain link.
Yeah, like that thing, like a transmission could grenade at any time.
Yep.
And so now...
Here's my question, though, because I don't have a lot of time, and everything you're saying is fascinating and important. But could a mechanic have looked at this thing and figured out...
So it's coming.
...that there was a problem coming?
Yeah. Yes, if the fluid was bad, if he took the pan off, or if they opened the pan. Now, I own, actually, the reason why I called is because I actually own two RX350s. And I have a 2009 and a 2010. Both of them have transmission pans. You could have looked, you could have looked inside. Now, it could have been clean as a whistle. There could have been no issues with that transmission. But if, you know, if any one of those parts could fail at any time.
Is it possible that, like, they changed the fluid or did something that...
to cause it?
Yeah. No, that wouldn't make sense.
Highly improbable.
No, but it's the more possible scenario is that they didn't open it up, they didn't take a look at it, and it was a storm coming.
Yeah,
it was coming.
Or maybe they just pulled the dipstick. They looked at the fluid; it looked okay, and usually it's the smell, right? A mechanic can tell the difference between burnt fluid and
fresh fluid. Yeah.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Cool. I feel better. So, I mean, I feel bad,
You feel bad, but you also have to go into it with, and it depends on the mileage on the car, too.
160,000
miles.
Yeah.
100, 150?
60.
Yeah.
160. So, you know, when you get up that high, anything can happen at any time.
I think.
You know, you buy a used car, you have to go into it with that mentality.
Right. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Frank.
You got it.
All right. Scott, is that you ringing?
It's Mark Dixon calling. I'll get to that in a minute.
Does he know about transmissions?
Ask him if his transmission works.
I think he's selling a used car. Is your boss interested?
All right. Are we getting any showers today?
Maybe an isolated.
Okay.
Like a quick pop of 10-minute thing, but it's not going to last long.
I was going to say I want to wash my car, but that's just such a bad
thing. The one that works.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go ahead and do it. No, I think you'll be fine.
Okay. I've got to wash all my right. boss's car.
Yes.
I'm going to wash your boss's transmission.
Going to have to go to it. All right, Scott. Lawn. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
What is that smell? Is it burnt? Fluid? I smell. What is that?
Nah, I dropped a gun there.
It's my armpit.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.